Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making a maniacs. That's right, it's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with making8.com, and we are fired up on a Monday. How about it, everybody? I mean, really, it is Monday. We're getting back to the work week, but I got to tell you, we're excited. We had ourselves a rodeo weekend. We had ourselves a great Father's Day yesterday, and I got to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We've been kind of slacking because we didn't get an opportunity to really get out here and make a lot of posts and do a lot of things with our social networking side of things and our rodeo family and send our wishes out to everybody. But we do want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, even though it's a day late, but that's just like us. We're a day late and a dollar short right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But I will tell you, listen, we got a great show lined up for you today. We got some guests that are set to be on board with us. We've got guests lined up coming through all week long. So this should be a really good time. How many of you guys had an opportunity to get out and see a rodeo this weekend? If you did, let us know. You can either give us a call, 646-915-9940. We do have phone lines open right now. We've also got our chat room open. We got a lot of guests sitting out here hanging out, having themselves a great time on a Monday. Well, morning, afternoon, whatever the case may be. Shoot, it may be nighttime where you're at. But, yeah, we've got our European bull riders in the house. We've got to send a big old shout-out to you as well as our Making 8 Maniacs here hanging out with us today. Looks like some of our fans had to drop out just a little bit short, but and hopefully they'll be able to catch the archives. I'm glad that we've got so many of you guys hanging out here with us, but wow, really, man, I got word this morning. Did you guys hear Ryan Dunn of Jackass? And of course, you know, I know that most of you, whether you'll admit it or not, tune into Jackass just to see what those knuckleheads are going to do. But Ryan Dunn actually passed away in a car accident this morning, so kind of bad news there for the Jackass family. Not a good thing, you know. But we do, you know, we got to support them. They're actually, you know, Johnny Knoxville is actually good friends with Gary LaFeu. And, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting that Johnny Knoxville and that whole Jackass crew, they've actually filmed from Gary LaFeu's house right there at his ranch. You know, they've done some pretty interesting things out there, so to say the least. So he's actually good friends with Gary LaFeu, and they keep in contact quite a bit. I think Gary's even helped him with some of the movie sets and stuff like that. So anyways, getting down to it, though, we got a lot of bull riding. We got a lot of rodeo action to talk about here today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We've got guests lined up, set to call in and have themselves a good time. We're going to sit back and you know, have the opportunity to get you guys out there a little bit, let you guys know what is going on in the rodeo world. Like I said, looks like some of you guys were able to get out to some rodeos, and I'm so glad to see that. You know, we've got pictures that are not quite posted yet from this past Saturday night as we were out at the Louisiana High School State Finals. And I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of talent out there. We did get a few posted, but we did not get all of them posted. And, it was very, very interesting. You know, there was just seeing so much talent out there was amazing. But we do have some pictures. You know, we talked about Friday being our Family Friday show that we did. You know, you talk about a rodeo family. We had the cutest little boy sitting behind us, and he kept coming over, and, you know, by the end of the show, by the end of the rodeo, him and my daughter were just hugging on each other and playing, and, you know, he'd walk over, and he'd just kind of pat you on the shoulder or whatever, just so cute, you know, and I just, you know, the first thing that I thought of was, wow, you know, this is truly our rodeo family, and this is, they truly are our family. I just love it. I love being a part of it. And so glad that so many of you guys have had the opportunity to get out to these rodeos. I do see some questions coming in the chat room. Yes, I do believe they did do a part of Jackass 3D there at Gary's Ranch. Not 100% on it, but I'm almost positive that was the case. So anyways, yeah, it was definitely unfortunate for the Jackass family. Ryan Dunn passed away this morning in a car accident. Wow. Father's Day yesterday, hung out in the pool with the kids all day. Man, got sunburnt. I'm roasted. I'm like a lobster. I figured that, you know, being from Florida, maybe I'd kind of get that tan coming up here pretty quick. Nope, not happening. I got roasted. So, yeah, was a rough deal. But, hey, we're recovering. We're ready to put a tan on top of that burn now. So we're going to get out there and hang out you know, probably get out there to the pool a lot more today. I'm actually in training. Fans, I'm telling you, I'm getting geared up. Maniac the Bull be launched. We are just underway, and we've got some big things happening. So, yeah, I'm going back to school. I'm going into training now. It's going to be a good time, and you guys make sure to stay tuned. And if you guys missed our episode last week as we talked about it, make sure to get over here and do that. Go back over and listen to it. I think that you'll like it. So, well, it looks like we got some newcomer fans here in the house. Got to say welcome to you guys. Glad you guys are on board here as we sit back. We talk a little rodeo. We talk a little bull riding. And we talk a whole lot of Western cowboy lifestyle right here on the Let's Chat Rodeo Show. We're going to take our first break here, fans. Got to remind you, if you haven't checked out Rodeo Crowds, get over to rodeocrowds.net. You can find them right there on makingeight.com. Make sure it's under our directory. Go on over there, get signed up, and get a part of that. I think you're going to like what you have to see over there, as they are the new rodeo community and social networking site. So that's where we like to hang out when we're on Facebook, Twitter. We also like to link up with Rodeo Crowds. You might make sure to get over there. We got our Making Eight Maniacs group page set up. Come on down. Hang out with us. Get to know some more folks in the Rodeo Western community. We're going to take our first break here, fans. This one here, we're going to dedicate to all the dads out there. It's one of my personal favorites, and I know we're a little late, but, hey, we didn't have a show yesterday, so we got to make up for it today. So here you go with a little bit of Alan Jackson to get us fired up on a Monday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Well, not quite sure what's going on there, but, wow. I don't know if that one's going to get fired up. Maybe we might have to go to our backup song. Here's another one set up for you.
It was 6 in the morning when I made the county line. There's someone I got to talk to. I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid. Rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call. That's about all I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. And how's your mama now with her new living friend? How I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. And I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye.
Yo, fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingA.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Monday afternoon right about now. And I got to tell you guys, wow. What a good weekend, and I don't know what the deal was. We just had some issues here trying to get our dedication out to the fathers, and you know I had to try to get one of my favorites out there, and that'd be Alan Jackson, but unfortunately it didn't work out that way. So had to go to our backup song out there, but hey, that's what it's all about right here. We just kind of wing things, and it is Monday, so you got to give us a little bit of slack. But wow, glad to see so many of our fans sitting here tuned in with us on a Monday, and I've got to say. I don't know where she's been, but I'm glad to see Miss Donna Davis back on the phone lines. Tuning in with us right here, the Cajun Cowgirl, and wow, sitting out there in Texas. I know she's been really busy, but we are glad to have her here on a Monday. If you guys did see the post here just a few minutes before our show started, and I mean we just confirmed it minutes before our show started, Cody Whitney's going to be joining us. This guy is a veteran bull rider. Right, PRCA, CBR, has ridden PBR. This guy has certainly been around the block once or twice. Knows his way around rodeo. We're going to have an opportunity to sit down and talk with him here in just a little bit. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Get your questions lined up. We are also going to put him on the spot and do some 10-question series with him. So you guys can look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun having him on our show. Did have an opportunity to confirm that with him about 3 minutes before the show started. So I was running around this morning like a chicken, my head cut off, trying to get things lined up to get online on time. But we did. We made it. Got to let y'all know some of the news I found out about this weekend. Rocky McDonald having himself a fantastic weekend down there in Australia. And, you know, I was definitely pleased to see that. Rocky McDonald, I think, is going to be one we'll see that at the finals. And, you know, got to love a character like Rocky. He's got a great personality, a really upstanding guy. I know that we've got a lot of fans, huge supporters of Rocky because of what he does for the event, what he does outside of the arena. Just a great guy all the way around, so congratulations to him. Also got word, there's some big announcements coming our way this week with the PRCA. You guys will have to stay tuned to the PRCA's website for some of that news, and we'll talk about them here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we find out about them as well. But I'm kind of very curious. Said they got some big events coming up, and they got some big changes that they're making. So should be some good things, and hopefully that's the case, because the PRCA kind of needs a pick-me-up, you know. They need to get back on track. Did have an opportunity to follow along a little bit with Shane Hanchey, our good buddy over there, one of the best tie-down ropers you'll see out there. Travels with the Cooper Boys. I think we may end up being able to get him on our show this week, which would be a good time. We'll be able to sit back with him and catch up with Shane and find out how things are going with him. We also should have some big news coming up with Making Eight this week. Some of the changes that we've made, we're going to kind of make some big announcements this week, so you guys can stay tuned to that. As we get some things in action, we're going to pass them along to you so you guys can kind of follow along and find out how we're doing there. What else is going on? Oh, you know, I was sitting back yesterday trying to catch a little bit of TV before we went out there and jumped in the pool. It was about midday, so it was really, really hot outside. I was flipping through the channels and saw on ESPN2 a really great feature, and I want to talk about it. I want to get you guys' point of views this week, but talking about the rodeo safety equipment, and they had a great interview with Cannon Acey. Cannon is actually recovering from surgery now, but they're talking about the features with the vest, and there was actually a young lady that they had on there where her 16-year-old son was killed wearing a vest, but got stepped on right there. And, you know, as you guys know, if you guys have been following along with Making Eight, we also lost a female bull rider, a good friend of ours back down in Florida, the same way. She was actually kicked in the chest coming off of the bull. And I got to tell you, we do want to talk a little bit about the safety measures that are being put in place for the sport, they say, back in the Western days, the rodeo safety equipment wasn't there. I mean, these guys didn't ride with vests until the 90s, or late 80s. And of course, that being after Lane Frost. And now the helmets are coming into play, and the helmets are obviously getting more protective. But, you think back to the Western days, well, they didn't have that. And there's, you guys may be saying, well, they didn't have as many deaths. So what's the deal? Maybe the danger because the caliber of bulls we're getting on now. And I think it's because of the amount of bull riding that continues to go on here, not only in the U.S., but in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Europe, it's a chance we take when we're talking about the mass numbers of bull ridings that are going on any particular weekend. This past weekend, I think we were at around 25 PRCA events, 4 PBR Touring Pro events, a CBR event. It was huge, that's a big weekend just in those alone. A good friend of ours, Ricky West, had his event up there in Fife, Alabama. We were there and brought you the broadcast last year live on MakingEight.com. So, there's so much bull riding activity going on that, I think that's why we're seeing an increase in numbers, not to mention the fact that the bulls are really we're taking the bull bucking business to a whole new level now. We're seeing some majorly ranked bulls out there. Are they actually mean and tough? Most of them just want to buck you off and get on with their way. But they're so powerful and they weigh so much, there's just not, they're so strong, and, when they get that kick and then they come down at full force, just not much you can do about it, So I think that's why we're seeing a lot more injuries and we're seeing a lot more casualties in the sport of bull riding. It is a dangerous sport. And anybody I talk to that, is young and trying to work their way into getting into bull riding, I tell them, be prepared to be hurt. You're going to hurt. But the thing of it is you got to put it past you if you're going to continue to be successful. You got to ignore it and say, I'm going to ride through it. And there's a difference between being hurt and injured. And, those are business decisions that have to be made in the rodeo industry. But, I thought it was a really interesting deal talking about the safety equipment, the measures that the sport of bull riding and rodeo are taking on in order to protect these cowboys so they can have a little bit longer careers. And hopefully, this week as we get some bull riders on board, we'll be able to sit back and talk with them a little bit. But back to the Louisiana high school finals, man, we had a great time out there Saturday night. It was a really big crowd out there, and I was really inspired to see some of these young kids really get on it, and we're talking about all events, I think, to be honest with you, the steer wrestling was some of the best action that I've seen in steer wrestling. I think you could have taken those guys and put them at a PRCA event and had them relatively compete. I mean, it was that strong. And, of course, they were taking their top four from each event, and they're going to be sending them to Wyoming for the national finals. So that's going to be really, really big. And I think there's going to be a lot of talent up there in Wyoming from Louisiana, so they better look out because the Louisiana Cowboys and Cowgirls are coming. And, take a lot of pride in being able to make it to that level, and they certainly have the talent. So it was really a lot of fun to be able to sit back with them, and it was really nice to be able to sit back and Joe Dumas is a guy that you guys may know as a barrel man, a funny man. He's also an announcer, and he announced these finals, And, you know, to have him sit back and invite us to come down and hang out with him, we really had a good time. We're going to check in with Joey later on this week. Now, he's actually recovering, picked himself up a cold or something, said he can't hardly talk. So it's been kind of rough on him here. Wasn't able to get on the show today. Otherwise, we'd have had him on here with us. But, yeah, we'll, you know, we'll get him on later on this week. We'll sit back and we'll catch up on just what kind of talent was coming out of Louisiana. So it'll be a good time. You guys make sure to stay tuned to that this week. We got our guest set to call in here probably within the next 10 minutes, guys. So we'll look to get him on board with us, Cody Whitney. This guy is a veteran bull rider. So we're going to have an opportunity to sit back with him. You guys make sure to get some good questions ready for him to ask him, and we'll sit back and talk with him a little bit here coming up momentarily. What you guys end up doing this weekend? We want to know about how, you know, you guys were out there. Hopefully you guys were out of some rodeos, you know. Not just because we're really trying to get these rodeos out there, but I'm telling you, you know, just be able to support the family. You know, it's so important, you know. I felt like a lot of these kids out here watching them, we're like my kids, you know, and cheering for them. And heck, we're not even from Louisiana. We're just here visiting. But, you know, really, I was actually sitting next to one of the bareback riders that actually made it to the finals, to the national finals up there in Wyoming. He finished fourth and filled that fourth-place slot to get up there. But I actually sat next to his brother, you know, and we got to talking and things like that. They actually heard Joe talking about making8.com, and hopefully we got some good listeners checking in with us here this week. Some of the fans that were out there this weekend may be tuning in right now, and if you are, I want to say welcome to you guys. Really had a great event down here, and it was nice to see so much talent right here in the state of Louisiana. Now, I'm actually getting some tweets coming across, giving me a hard time, you know. Obviously, there's a little bit of some rivalry going between some of our fans and myself, me being personally a big Gator fan, hanging out here in the Bayou Country and LSU area. Yeah, it doesn't go over real well. But on that note, I will give them credit where credit is due. And when it comes down to the rodeos, Louisiana takes their rodeo real seriously, you know. And there is a lot of talent down here. You know, is there a lot of talent in Florida too? Absolutely. You know, and we'll find out how these guys play out in the Wyoming, you know, at the national finals. Very curious to see how that plays out. And hopefully it'll be a good time. I know those kids are going to love it up there, you know. It was kind of funny, though, during the introductions, they were bringing in the new queen, and apparently she was leading the whole grand. And she should have zigged when she should have, or she zigged when she should have zagged. She made a left when she probably should have made a right. Because I'm telling you what, they had a traffic jam, and we actually had a picture posted on Facebook, which was absolutely hilarious. It was really funny to see that huge traffic jam build up down there. So, anyhow. Getting down to it, I see I've actually got my family, my cousin up in Arkansas talking about them, and I'm not going to say anything about the Razorbacks right now. Yeah, we're not even going to discuss that issue. So I know my cousin's actually tuned in on the phone lines right here, and we're going to embarrass her a little bit. So Jacqueline, yeah, absolutely not. We're not. It's bad enough I have to be here in the Bayou Country, so we have to kind of talk about Louisiana. Otherwise, I'd be talking about my Gators, you know. But, yeah. So we didn't have to make mention of LSU in that. But the only reason why is because I got Miss Donna Davis back out here giving me a hard time, you know, her being a huge LSU supporter. So, oh, yeah, I'm being brought up here. Yeah, we've got a lot of issues going on. This whole rivalry thing is going. And I'm going to tell you what, football season is only right around the corner. Now, the NFL may be on strike, and we may not even have a football season for the NFL, but I can tell you what, I will be all eyes glued on some college ball this weekend, or this coming season, as the Florida Gators will be pushing along. And so you guys just keep giving me a hard time. We'll see you at the end of the season. But getting down to it, guys, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we are going to talk with Mr. Cody Whitney himself. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. I want to remind you guys, as you know, we had Clayton Williams on our show, and now we're getting Cody on. We want to remind you guys, Crown Royal is actually their sponsors, and we do want to remind you guys to make sure to drink responsibly when you're out there. For 21 and older, please. We don't want to see any kind of tragedies coming, especially at a young age. But, yes, Crown Royal is a huge supporter of the rodeo industry, and they really sponsor a lot of great talent out there. We want to send them a big old shout-out. And I got to tell you, you know, when you are drinking responsibly, it's a lot of fun. And Crown Royal, you know, put a little Crown and Coke out there on a Friday night, sitting back having a good time, as long as you're doing it responsibly, hey, you can have a lot of fun with it. So make sure to stay tuned, guys. We're going to try to throw out the Alan Jackson song here one more time as we're dedicating this show to our fathers out there for Father's Day, even though we're a day late and a dollar short. So make sure to stay tuned, guys. If we don't get it, we'll fire you up with a little bit of something or other. So stay tuned. Yep. Not looking like we're going to get it on board here. We'll have to go back and figure out what the heck it happened with our show. But you know what? Being that it's Monday, and yeah, we're going to have to try to figure out something. We'll get it going. It is Monday. Let's get this thing fired up here on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com.
Alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime, and then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed, my feet still twitching to the music in my head.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right, guys, kicking things off on a Monday afternoon. It's lunchtime. We're only a few hours away from the end of the work day and ready to kick up some things right here, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding. Now, I will tell you guys, just like we announced here just a few minutes before our show started, Cody Whitney, this guy has been around, a veteran in the bull riding market. I'm telling you, you know, he may be a little upset that we're calling him such a veteran, but this guy knows how to get the job done still. Currently sitting fourth in the PRCA standings for the World Championship. So we will be seeing him at the NFR this year, you can bet on. So we're going to bring him on the show right now. It is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Cody Whitney to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Cody, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here, taking the time out for the fans that we have on board, man. Cody, I got to ask you, man, how are things going for you this season?
Well, shoot, I can't complain any. I didn't. After the finals last year, I came home and sat at home until the middle of February and then went to San Antonio. And the very first place I went to, I won the extreme bull riding down there and kind of just went from there, and things have been going great. I couldn't have started off any better. I'll put it that way, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like it. And, you know, you've definitely won some money up there, putting yourself in contention, you know. But I got to tell you, there's a pretty big gap between, you know, that race that's going on. Obviously, J.W. Harris is a guy to beat, you know, but then Shane Proctor, one of the PBR bull riders, working his way up there in the PRCA standings and leading it before this weekend anyways. I think that J.W. has actually closed that gap pretty significantly. So, I mean, what do you think about that matchup, and what do you think? Do you think a guy like yourself is going to have the opportunity with the rodeos you're going to be hitting to really make those dollars and be in contention for that world?
Oh, yeah. I think anybody that goes to the finals in the top 15 has a good shot, you know. Like you said, Shane, he's got him a big lead right now, but it's still, we haven't even hit Cowboy Christmas or anything yet, you know. Here starting at the end of this week, or actually starting last weekend at Reno, is really whenever the summer begins, and there's a lot of money to be won, and a lot of people can make mistakes, and a lot of people can make a move. And, you know, like I said, if you make the NFR, you got a pretty good shot of being the world champion. And, you know, depending on what Shane and JW and, you know, those guys do, you know, they could just pull ahead and get so far ahead, it's going to be hard to catch them, but I think you can still catch them at the finals.
Absolutely. Yeah, because there's a lot of money to be won out there in Vegas, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, that's where you're going to make your money. And you know, those guys ride good. And, you know, if you make the NFR, you ride good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. And, you know, it's just a matter of time of either doing your job and catching them, or, you know, hoping that they slip just enough that you can catch them. Because, like, you know, those guys, they're great, great riders. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sitting the way they're sitting in the standings.
Right on. Absolutely. Well, I got to ask you, Cody. You've been around the rodeos for a period of time, but when did you actually get started riding bulls?
I got on my first steer, and I think I was 7 years old.
Okay.
And just to
throw a number out there to those guys, how old are you now?
I turned 30 about a week and a half ago.
Right on. So you've been riding for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it plenty long enough to better have an idea of knowing what I'm doing.
Now, in your career, you know, you've had an opportunity to ride in just about every one of the big associations around. You live in Oklahoma. Is that where you actually got started riding bulls?
No, like big bulls, yeah, but I lived in Arizona before we moved to Oklahoma. I moved to Oklahoma when I was like, right before I turned 8 years old. So I'd been on a few steers before I moved out here in Arizona.
Okay.
And then we moved out here, and then, you know, things really kicked off then. And so
right,
I guess, you know, more or less, yes, you know, Oklahoma's where I was when I started.
Okay. All right. So, I got to ask you as well. We got a lot of questions that are coming in from our fans here in our chat room, which is really a great thing. But what are some of the biggest events that you really, you know, in your career that you've been able to be at? What are some of the most the biggest ones that you could say for yourself?
Wow, there's lots of big events that, you know, I've been to. And That I've been to or just that I've done good at? Which,
well,
you know,
well,
like, well, like some of the big ones that I've been to is, you know, I've been to the Wrangler National Finals. I've been to the PBR Finals. Been to, you know, a lot of those big things that the PBR put on. And
right.
There's, you know, like, there's a lot of big, prestigious rodeos that you know, like Cheyenne Frontier Days, and there's a lot of them big, prestigious rodeos that you hear about or you see in movies, you know, 8 Seconds and J.W. Coop, all the movies that everybody watches that you get to go to, and, you know, it's an honor to get to go to them and be a part of it, and, you know, hopefully you can even win one of them and get your name in the record book for it. And,
absolutely.
You know, like the riding at the Madison Square Garden at the PBR, you know, that was an honor in itself. I never did any good at it, but just the fact of getting to say I rode there was pretty neat.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, there's lots of, you know, even some of the little smaller PRCA rodeos that people don't ever, you know, think about, but have been going on for 100 years. You know, just think of the people that have rode there at that, you know, in a long time when they first started, just stuff like that. It's really neat the way that you can do stuff like that. And, you know, at the time you don't really think about it, but whenever you sit back and you think about the places you've been and the people that have gone through there, you know, all the greats that you've looked up to or whatever have been in there, it kind of makes you proud of yourself. And then you
oh,
know,
sure.
you got like the CBR in Del Rio, the George Fall, and even, you know, the CBR Finals. There's all sorts of great, you know, prestigious things and big bull ridings and rodeos that I've been to that, you know, you kind of take advantage of it, and you forget how neat and honored you should be for being there until you get on the Make It 8 radio show and they ask you about it, then you realize that you need to pay more attention to how cool it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you while we're on that. You're talking about being in, you know, some of these events where some of the legends have been at and done well. You know, you being in the rodeo industry and being around the PBR, CBR, PRCA, your name has been out there so much. So you've got a lot of guys that actually look up to you, you know, as far as the future of the sport. Who did you look up to when you were working your way up into those ranks?
You know, it kind of depends, you know, like I always kind of looked up to Glenn Keeley. I always thought he rode really, really good because he, you know, he didn't hold back. A bull would turn his head and he'd just kick loose and start spurring. And, you know, I always liked his aggressiveness and Owen Washburn, I liked the way that he would ride anything. And, you know, but I think, truthfully, I think one of my all time favorites was Denny Flynn. You know, that
okay.
guy, on top of just being an extremely awesome guy as a person, you know, he rode so good and tried so hard that it was just unbelievable, in my opinion. And, you know, you don't get that way without dedication and determination and just the want to. And that's the whole deal
Absolutely.
With bull riding. If you don't really want to do it, then you shouldn't do it because you're going to end up getting yourself hurt. But that guy, he was,
right.
in my opinion, he was one of the all-time greatest, and ever will be all-time greatest.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the first time we've actually had Denny Flynn mentioned on our show, I think, other than being, you know, brought into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, which much deservingly so, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, that's... Yeah, that's a pretty big thing is for a bull rider to look up to a guy like that, and you know it's unique. As a role model yourself now, because you've kind of advanced to that level, and there's so many young kids, you know, that are working their way up that say, you know, I mean, to have the opportunities and to be as successful and to stay as healthy as Cody Whitney has in the sport, you know, to be able to ride as long as you have, you know, what's some of your biggest advice that you can give some of these young kids?
You know, well, like I said a minute ago, I think, you know, some of the biggest advice you can get is be sure it's something that you're dedicated to. You know, you got to be 100% dedicated to it, because if you're not, then you're just going to end up getting yourself hurt, you know. And another, you know, like where I'm lucky is when I got on the PBR tour, I was 19 years old, and we had great sports medicine people. Like, you know, we had Dr. Tandy Freeman there for us.
Right.
And a guy like that, you know, you're going to listen to what he says. Not only did he go to college, you know, go to school to be a doctor for however many years, but he's also been in the bull riding game for however many years. I'm pretty sure that guy kind of knows what he's talking about. So
right.
If he tells you, you know, it's not in your best interest to go get on, you're probably going to listen to him. You know, even being a little 19-year-old kid that, you know, thinks that he knows what, you know, he knows what's going on. You know, when I was 19, I thought I was untouchable. But if I got hurt bad enough that Tandy said you probably need to sit out today, I would listen to him. And I think that's what, you know, where kids need to kind of pay more attention is if a doctor tells them to sit out 2 months, you know, sit out the full 2 months. Don't come back in a month and think that you're ready to go. Because when you do get to be 30, it's going to make you be able to keep going past 30. You know,
right.
Instead of riding from the from 19 to 25, you're going to get that extra 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years if you listen to them.
Absolutely.
Guys. And I think that's probably the most important thing that I could tell them kids is just listen to them. You know, take 2 months.
Absolutely, and that's some fantastic advice, man. You know, we don't hear a lot of that either coming across, you know, talking with some of these bull riders, but that's that really makes a lot of sense, man. And you know, for these young kids, it is so important because if they want to have those long careers, guys like yourself, you know, you got to be able to follow the advice of these doctors and have that discipline to say, you know what, I'm going to heal up properly before I do come back and, you know, shorten my career. But, man, we've got some great comments coming in right now. One of our fans is actually asking, do you have a memory of what the rankest bull is that you've ever ridden and maybe your worst wreck?
Oh, see, the rankest bull would be, I'm going to have to say, as far as felt like the one I was riding, the rankest bull I think I've ever been on, as far as feeling-wise, would be Mossy Oak Mudslinger.
Yeah.
All four times I got on him.
Really?
And then,
and he was the rank one.
Yeah, you know, and I was 93 points on him in Cincinnati, in the short round at Cincinnati.
Wow.
One year. And that was, I got on him that maybe the next year at the PBR finals, and he was ranked
right.
for that trip than he was in Cincinnati. But both, you know, all them times I got on him, it was just unbelievable how ranked that bull felt underneath me, you know. And then, you know, there was Little Yellow Jacket at the PBR finals, which I rode for 94 3/4. And I don't know if I was just so zoned in or so focused on that one that he didn't feel his rank as Mossy Oak Mudslinger or what the deal was. But, you know, I think you got to be focused and zoned in to ride either one of them bulls. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to probably pick Mossy Oak Mudslinger.
Yeah. And it's actually funny that you mentioned that bull. It's funny you mentioned it because Mossy Oak is actually a bull that a good friend of mine, Jake McIntyre, rode up in Atlanta too, which I think was around the same time that you were able to cover him.
Yeah, that was actually the year before.
Right.
I got bucked off of Western Wishes that day that he rode him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I bucked off him at 7.9 seconds, and then Jake stepped out there and rode Mossy Oak Mudslinger.
Yeah, Jake, sure enough, got it done, man. He's a handy bull rider, and we're being from Florida. I had an opportunity to hang out a lot with Jake, not to mention a pretty good guitar player, too.
Yeah, he is that. He is that.
So, hey, we got some more questions coming in, man, and these guys, these fans are so dedicated, but they, you know, some of them are actually asking, as a bull rider that's been around as long as you have and has been successful, some of the things that may have been helping you along the way are some sponsors, and do you have any sponsors right now?
Yeah, I got two amazing sponsors. I got Cinch Jeans. Who, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better. They do a great job and help us and support us 100%. And along with them, I have I'm a part of the Crown Royal Riders, which is a Crown Royal. And, you know, they are amazing. They do so much for me and the rest of the guys. You know, it's unbelievable that the support that they give us and, you know, help us throughout the way. And I couldn't, you know, without a great sponsors like that, it'd be make it a whole lot harder to get up and down the road.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think any sponsorship will help. Did you have sponsors when you were first getting into it and like riding on the PBR tour and things
no.
like that? Were you able to pick
no,
up
I
sponsors?
Didn't. Yeah, I picked up a few little sponsors, you know, here and there along the way. Like whenever I first got on tour, there was a pretty much more of a buddy than a sponsor. You know, he had a little business and he'd kind of help out when he could or whatever and kind of push me along the way. Well, then I picked up a great sponsor who I'm still really good friends with out of Colorado, B&L Plumbing. You know, they helped us out, helped me out a lot, and I appreciated everything they did for me. And then after that, I got became a part of Team Enterprise, who I was with clear up till I got hurt and got cut off tour and stuff. And they
right.
actually, you know, was sponsored me the first year I made the Wrangler National Finals. And
oh, okay.
And my sponsorship, my contract ended right before the National Finals, so therefore I didn't wear them at the Wrangler National Finals. But I was with them all the way through that year. And it, you know, it was too bad I didn't get to wear their stuff at the finals because that would have been really neat.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But then I picked up Crown Royal and stuff, who I've been with pretty much the whole time I've been going to PRCA rodeos, and now I've picked up Cinch Jeans, who's been amazing too.
Good deal, man. And it is so important. You know, it makes things so much easier. Now, you also have a family, correct?
Yeah. I have a wife and a little girl who will be 4 in August, and my little boy will be 1 in September.
Wow.
So
good deal.
That right there is another good reason to have some sponsors. You know, you can use your that way. You don't, you know, your sponsors aren't only just helping you out in the bull riding and in the rodeo world, but they sure make things easier at home too.
Oh yeah, you bet they do. You bet they do. So is there any hope that maybe your young son will grow up to follow in your footsteps, or are you gonna actually hope that he doesn't?
And I hope I can win enough money riding bulls that I can buy him the best set of golf clubs that I could find.
That's right.
Professional golfer. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think you gotta worry about no golf club or golf ball hurting you most of the time. And them guys,
right.
You know, you could just walk around on some really, really good green grass and just swing a club and make a lot of money, which
no doubt.
More than likely ain't going to happen. I'm probably going to end up having to buy him a vest and a helmet and some bull rope and, you know, which is fine. Whatever he wants to do, I'm great with, you know. It's his life and I'm going to support it. But
sure.
You know, if he doesn't want to be a bull rider, I'm not going to be mad at him for that either.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you say, because I've actually got 3 kids, and 2 of mine are boys. My oldest is one that has to follow in Dad's footsteps, so we've gotten him on steers, and we've got him out there riding at some of these deals. My youngest son, not so much. So I figured, well, you know what? If one gets hurt, you know, in the bull riding, and maybe hopefully he'll realize at an early age, because, you know, I mean, I'm willing to support him if he's going to do it, but I know what
yeah.
I had to go through and the pain, you know, and it's like, man,
right.
You hate it for your own kid, you know?
Yeah.
But, my other one, not so much, man. He can really care less about the bull riding and all, and I said, you know what? I'm okay with that too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, you know, because then again, you know, whenever I was right before I had to go from steers to bulls, I got hurt really bad, broke my shoulder really, really bad, and I was pretty positive I wasn't ever going to ride bulls again when I was 12 years old. Well, but it took me 2 years to get my shoulder back to where I needed it to be before I could do anything, before the doctor released me, and it wasn't 6 months after I got released I was back on another bull. You know, but the whole time I was crippled, I was like, I ain't going to do that no more. I'll be a team roper or a calf roper or something. And then the next thing you know, here I am making the PBR World Finals and the CBR Finals and the Wrangler National Finals. And it's crazy when you look back at it, all the little things that happen along the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, okay? We've been doing this kind of this question-answer segment that we have. It's called 10 Questions. We're going to kind of put you on the spot and get the fans to get to know a little bit about Cody Whitney a little bit, all right? So are you game for it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. They're pretty basic. Some of them make it a little bit tougher as we go along, so you have to go with it. We're going to try not to get you in any kind of trouble with the misses, all right? So,
okay.
The first one, iPhone or BlackBerry?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. You prefer watching football or baseball?
Football.
Football, no doubt. Who's your favorite team?
Texas Longhorns. I don't really watch much NFL. I'm more of a college football guy.
So you're not a Sooners or a Cowboys fan, huh?
I like the Texas Longhorns and the OSU Cowboys.
Okay, all right.
And the reason I don't like the Sooners is because my sister is a huge Sooner fan, so I have to just bet against her all the time.
Okay, good deal. Would you rather go scuba diving or skydiving?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Scuba diving or skydiving? Probably scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Okay.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of jumping out of airplanes, huh?
Well, unless it's crashing, I really want to just sit in it.
Yeah, I hear you. You prefer going to New York or L.A.?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably New York.
New York, huh? You're gonna make all those West Coast fans mad at you now.
well, I mean, if L.A. gets the naked cowboy on the main drag, I'll probably go to L.A. more.
Right, I hear you. You know what? I'm going to have to leave that one alone. We're going to move on to the next question. You prefer blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Brunettes, because the missus is a brunette, right?
Bingo.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to mess that one up. Would you rather be on American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
I probably better go with Dancing with the Stars. I'd break a window if I started singing.
Yeah, better dancer than you are a singer, huh?
Well, I think so. I'm probably not any good at either one of them.
Yeah, I hear you. Same way here, man. Are you? Would you rather watch a sunset in Hawaii or on the mountaintop?
Probably a mountaintop.
Mountaintop, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. This one here may get a little tough for you. We're at question 9 right now already. We've been flying through these, but would you rather go to a romantic movie with your wife or sit on the front porch with your bull riding hero?
A romantic movie with my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she standing right?
No, actually, she's not here right now, but if she listens to this radio show, then I'll get in trouble, so I better just say that. Maybe I can take my bull riding hero to the romantic movie with me and my wife.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that's a good answer, man. Safe. Way to play it safe. I like that. And, okay, we're down here to question 10. What would you be doing if you were not riding bulls professionally?
That, I have no idea. There's plenty of different ways I could probably go with that. I could be I don't know. Man, probably either working for my father-in-law in the racehorse business or probably a ranch job somewhere, more than likely.
Okay. Working a ranch somewhere or working for your father-in-law, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, that's
that's my two realistic answers.
Okay. All right. Well, they were pretty good. Being around the horse racing business, did you ever get to hang around with Brian Corson?
He was. We was on tour at the same time for a little while.
Right.
And I hung out with him a little bit. Yeah.
He's trouble, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty scared of him. You know, he's like 100 times tougher than I've ever even dreamed of being. So,
you know what?
You know, it was always like a yes sir, no sir. You know, how you doing today? I'm just gonna walk 10 feet around you because I don't want to do anything wrong, so you'll hurt me.
Well, Brian is actually a really good friend of mine. I used to go down to his place, being back there from Florida. I only lived about 45 minutes away from him. We go down and ride horses and all, but yeah, I could tell you some stories that we had. Took him on the road last year with me. We went up to North Carolina a little bit and hit up some deals up that way. He is definitely a interesting guy to be around, but was actually a horse jockey.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I brought it up, was that he was in the horse racing business back then. I figured, you know, if your family's in it, then you probably had an opportunity to be around him a little bit. So.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. You know, what scared me the worst was that I remember he got bucked off one time. I don't remember where we was, but it was a black bull, and he got bucked off and kind of landed right in front of this bull. Well, this bull turned to hook him, and he just reared back, and, I mean, punched this bull right square in the nose. And the bull just sat back and went out the out gate, never ran him over or nothing. And after that, I was just scared of him.
You know what? You're so right about that. I actually got knocked out by him once. We were hanging around his barn. I'll tell you a quick little story about it before I let you go, man. But we were actually at his barn, and we had this deal about, you know, you better not get caught, you know, not watching, because we're going to get you water, you know. And so I took a five-gallon bucket, you know. I took a five-gallon bucket. He come around the corner, and I nailed him with this water. And he ended up dragging me down to the water trough. And, of course, I wasn't going to go without a fight. But, man, the minute he locked his legs around my head, I was out cold. Next thing I know, he splashed the water or slapped me in the face to wake me up. So I know what you're talking about with tough right there.
That's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, Cody, hey, man, it has been a pleasure having you on our show. We look forward to checking in with you again later on this year. We'll find out how things are going as you get geared up, and want to wish you the best of luck going the rest of the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, amigo. Well, like I said, man, anytime you're welcome to jump on here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, you know, the fans did have some great questions for you, and we're glad that they were able to take a part of it as well and get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody for listening.
Absolutely, man. Well, we'll catch up with you down the road, man. Thanks again for jumping on board.
All right, thank you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
All right, guys. That's Cody Whitney right there, man. I tell you, what a class act. A lot of fun to be around, and look forward to talking with him again. So that's going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. Who are we going to have on tomorrow? Well, we'll just have to wait and stay tuned and find out. Until then, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with MakingEight.com.
this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.